Welcome to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. You can also listen to us through the new app for Android or iOS. And, of course, you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Drungi. They are from Iceland. And we listened to the song Alda, which is part of their 2023 album, Hamfarir Jugends. Before that, we listened to a couple of songs from our guests tonight, Necronado. They are from Vancouver, Canada. And we listened to Nuclear Summer. And before that, we listened to the intro, which is called Unlocked the Hatch. And both of these songs are from their 2023 LP EP, Seeds of Disease. And speaking about the Seeds of Disease and Necronado, let's see if technology cooperates and if we can get them on the line. So let's do that. All right, so we are here with Necronado. So that's we have Emmett and Gonzalo on the line. Is that correct?
That's correct. Hola.
Hola.
Hola, Toño.
All right, yes. Hola. How are you guys doing?
Fine. Okay, I'm sneaking out of work. No one knows. I'm in my office, but no one knows I'm talking to the radio right now.
Good. Keep it secret because this is, you know, this is highly, you know, secret. Secret stuff when you are Metal Meltdown.
I've got to be careful. My fame will be my undoing.
Exactly. Okay, so I guess the first thing I would like to ask is if one of you or both of you, it doesn't matter, can give us a little bit of history about Necronado, like how long have you been together, you know, how many albums or EPs you have out?
I was going to say Gonzalo's been in the band since the beginning. I was the last member to join, so... Maybe Gonzalo, you can start the history, and then I can finish it.
I'm the beginner of this project. I was looking for people to start playing music from the 80s, heavy metal from the 80s, and we were particularly playing music from a band called SOD, which is a crossover thrash metal band from the 80s, and basically, we started playing the whole album, Stormtrooper of Death, but we didn't have a singer, and there is where we found Emmett. We're happy with him now.
Yeah, so, and when I joined the band, they'd moved on from covering SOD onto their originals. So, I answered a Craigslist ad, which is the most unheavy metal thing, history of a band member, probably. But I responded to an internet ad, and then I heard some of their demos, original demos, and I wrote some lyrics and recorded my own vocals on top of the demos and sent them in. And then I showed up for band practice about a year ago. Yeah, so I've been in the band for about a year, and... when I joined up, they didn't have a name or anything. So, after a few months, we decided to land on an original name, and we went with Necronado because the two Chilean guys in the band wanted something with a little bit of Latin flair to it. So, we got an ado at the end, and we put a tornado of death, which means so that's what Necronado is.
Well, that's
awesome.
And we
got one EP, yeah. So, yeah, well, we released an EP back in December, so that consisted of six songs, all original songs with an intro. Yeah, we recorded all the drums here in Vancouver with Michael Kroshar, who's done a lot of local bands. But then we got Sebastian from Nuclear in Chile to mix it for us. And so we've cross-pollinated a few continents to get our really basic, fun little EP done called Seeds of Disease.
Well, that sounds very, very good. So I think you should be world music, not, you know, heavy metal / trash. I mean, if it's going across all the world, you know, it should be world music. Just kidding.
Yeah. I think maybe our next album will incorporate, you know, balalaikas and trujillo beats and, you know, duduks and all kinds of things like that. But for now, we're sticking with distortion pedals and Marshall amps.
You know, that is pretty cool, you know, I've listened to, you know, SOD or, you know, the Stormtroopers of Death for, well, a long time. And, yeah, that's a great band and a great album. And, yeah, you know, the Milano Mosh has always been kind of a favorite of mine. So this is cool. And, yeah, that how it evolved to be a metal band, a proper originals band, that's amazing. And, okay, so... So is this your first EP, I'm assuming? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say we've just realized we've got enough material for a new album, so I think we're going to work hard on that after we get a couple shows out of the way. We might focus in on getting a full-length album, but you know, we're all working dudes who got real lives, so we'll have to see how long that takes.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know, and I didn't want to bring up the, you know, the Latin stereotype where, you know, I'm Mexican, so, you know, we start a thing and then, you know, halfway through we're like, this is good enough, you know, like, we'll finish it later, we'll finish it in the summer, you know, Christmas, whatever, and then it's done, you know. Anyway, that's why it's an EP, because, anyway, but not you. I'm not saying you are, I'm just saying, you know, I didn't want to bring the Latin stereotype.
Well, we are two Latins in the band. We are two guys from Chile and two guys from Canada. And to be honest, that was by chance, eh? Because Alvaro is a drummer from Santiago.
Yep.
I didn't know him before. I met him through music, basically, through this band.
Another Craigslist.
nice mix. Yeah, nice mix.
Oh, the other thing was going to come. I'm still surprised that you got in through a Craigslist ad. I mean, that's just like you said, super anti-metal, super like chances, like whatever. It's just amazing. I celebrate that. Yes, that you answered a bloody Craigslist ad.
Maybe it's, I believe it's a common way. Maybe in the 80s they didn't have internet, but they were those. I think they are called fanzines, and I believe like. Bands
correct.
Like Metallica made through those medium.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was the media, you know, 40 years ago. I won't say my age, but yes. And you read it in an article, right? So you're also very young, but you read that in an article, right? You saw a documentary about that in the old age.
Right. Yeah.
Awesome. So in terms of the composition, like how does it work for the Cromado? Is it some guy or guys take care of the riffs and different people for the lyrics, or how does it work?
You're the songwriter. You're one of the main songwriters, so you can speak to that, Gonzalo.
We are doing our music, but I wouldn't say that this is original music. This is all based on riffs with bass on the 80s, as I said. And basically it says Zach, the bass player, and me, who at home start to play fast and heavy riffs. And then we bring the ideas to the studio and we complement everything. This is basically, our songs are basically... a mix of fast and heavy riffs. I would say it's a very basic music, but it's pretty fun.
Yeah, the Yeah, it's a pretty democratic between Zach and Gonzalo. They both write their songs separately and come in, and I think all the music wise it's fairly evenly distributed song for song between the two of them. And then I will write the lyrics. The fun part for it is I let them name the songs to inspire the lyrics, and then I will write the lyrics based on the titles. And sometimes their titles are completely broken, which makes for some fascinating thematic areas to go into. But yeah, as Gonzalo said, I think it's about keeping true to the original, I guess, sort of manifesto of sort of crossover thrash, keeping the songs fast, simple, but you know, with a lot of meanness, you know, kind of fast and nasty, make it sound evil, and you know, all the lyrically, it all hits the same the go-tos, you know, whether it's nuclear holocaust or being buried alive or murdering for the fun of it, all in good spirits, all in good fun, you know, writing little short horror movies basically. And yeah, and I gotta say we put on a pretty fun show. We found a lot of compliments through the energy we put out, because we're not too technical, so we gotta present it fast and quick and dirty and fun, and that's the manifesto we stick with for the time being. Who knows where we'll go from there? Because now we're a world music band after you've pigeonholed us there now, so we gotta live up to Yeah,
two from Canada, two from Chile, you know, recorded in, I don't know where, mixed in Chile. I mean, yeah, instantly world music. Oh, that's awesome. That's really great. It's nice that you have, you know, of course, you know, metal is usually linked with dark themes. So, you know, of course, that makes total sense. And, Yeah, it's nice.
But we also make sure we don't take ourselves too seriously. We like to have fun and make jokes about it at the same time as taking the music seriously, but the content with a little tongue in cheek, but not at the expense of belittling the genre by any means. We love it so much that we want to do it right and make sure that people can see the fun we're having. And share that too.
No, that's pretty good. All right, so are you having any shows coming up? What's are you able to promote it, the EP? What's happening? Tell us.
Yeah, well, we have a show next week. We have a show on May 15th at the Wise Hall. We're opening up for Stryker, you know, kind of legendary Edmonton band that's been around for, gosh, they might have been around for nearly 20 years at this point, but they're, you know, ripping fast shredders, heavy metal dudes, and and also we're on the bill is Tough Dust, who we've played with before, and so they're fun. And so that's May 15th at the Wise Hall, and I think you can get tickets at striker-metal.com. And then we're promoting, we're producing our own show at the Wolf Bar out in Maple Ridge at the end of the month, May 31st. And that's going to be four bands, and that's kind of a mixture of crossover thrash as well as punk and a little bit of hardcore influence. So we got Grawlix opening the show, and then we got Nobody, who is another thrash crossover thrash band. Then it's Necronado, and we're ending the night with punk legends Glue Unit. So it's going to be a blast. $12 at the door. Bands start at 9, and again, that's the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge. That's on Lougheed Highway. So, make sure to come to that. If you're out in the boonies, if you can't make it all the way into Vancouver, we're bringing the shows to you.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I've heard only good places. Good things about, you know, the Wolf. Yeah, it's a nice venue. So, yeah, you will have a blast there. And, of course, you know, the Wise Hall is always, a nice place to be. Stryker is, they are good. They have been on the show a couple of times, but, you know, the harder time today is, you know, Necronado time. So, yes, remember to go to the Wise Hall May 15th, and the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge on May 31st. So that's great. And we'll put...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, you can follow us at necronado.bandcamp.com or bandcamp.necronado. It's on Bandcamp. And we're on Spotify. Our EP's on Spotify. Seeds of Disease. And, it's on YouTube Music and all the aggregators. It's all up there. It's great.
Awesome. Yeah, I was going to ask. That was going to be the next question. Like, where to find you guys. I don't know if you're in Instagram as well or Facebook or whatever.
Yeah. Necronado on Facebook. Necronado's on Facebook. Necronado's on Instagram. I think we got a TikTok, but I don't think there's any videos. We haven't developed a viral dance yet to... we haven't done the Necronado tornado dance. We gotta come up with that and then get a Fortnite skin.
Correct.
To match it.
Yeah. You should do the Necronado mosh and put it on TikTok. That will get you millions and millions of subscribers. Yes. Forget about the Milano mosh. You have to do the Necronado mosh.
Yeah. We have to do we'll have to incorporate a tornado move to it. So circle pit based on the Necronado tornado of death or something.
There you go.
These are all to be workshopped with our promotional team.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Please, feel free to get the idea. This is my gift to you. I've given bands many things, slogans, logos, whatever, over the years. So, please do that.
Okay. Well, it's been Tonio approved.
Exactly. Yeah, Dr. Mysterio's approved. Exactly. All right. Okay. Well, before we leave, anything else you want to add, or we're gonna link the. The show, so we can link the shows on the Metal Meltdown Facebook page. So just to remind them that it's May 15 at the Wise Hall and then May 31st at the Wolf on Maple Ridge.
Yeah, and we're always looking for gigs. We love playing, so hook us up with a gig and we'll most likely play it. We're looking to get out there and show the world.
Sounds good. Yeah, anything else, Gonzalo?
No. Thank you so much, Tonio, for having us here.
Oh no, my pleasure. Yes, thank you very much for being here. And yes, we have been playing your music during the show, and we'll continue. And yes, we'll keep inviting people to the shows, and it's gonna be a blast, I'm sure.
Yeah, be great. All right.
Thank you very much.
Adiós.
Gracias. Nada, gracias.
Bye bye.
No!
The world, take it by any means. It's gonna
listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca or through the new app for smartphones for Android or iOS. You can get it on Google Play or the iTunes Store. And of course, you're listening to The Metal Meltdown, and I am El Doctor Misterio. And also remember that you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to our guests tonight, Necronado from Vancouver, Canada. We listened to Blinded by Hate. And before that, we listened to Creek of Blood. And both of these songs are part of their 2023 EP, Seeds of Disease. And before that, we listened to Comeback Kid. They are from Winnipeg in Canada. And we listened to their song Trouble in the Winner's Circle, which is part of their 2023 Trouble EP. And I want to thank Emmett and Gonzalo again for hanging out with us tonight and spreading the sweet word of Necronado. And yeah, remember to go to their upcoming shows May 15th at the Wise Hall with Tough Dust and Striker. And then also on May 31st at the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge. So, yes, be sure to attend, any of those shows, you know, like Gonzalo and Nemeth were saying, like, sometimes we cannot make it to, you know, to downtown, to East Vancouver. So, yeah, if you're in Maple Ridge, in Pitt Meadows, even Mission, I mean, you can go to this fine establishment, The Wolf, and enjoy some great